What's up, you guys? It's RJ from the show RJ Talk About It. Yeah, we are back, baby. And this season is so exciting. I will be reviewing shows, doing interviews, plus more. Oh, and did I mention we're taking this show global, baby? So come down and sit with me and sip some tea from the marvelous show RJ Talk About It. Period. Okay, so how are you guys feeling about this new season of Drag Race? I mean, this is an interesting cast. I mean, Cornbread, all the way to Willow Pill. These are some very interesting girls. All of these queens, actually. They're very interesting. They're all very different. It's so diverse. And it's beyond crazy because Drag Race has elevated to this and has evolved to this. And, you know, we're going to get into how it has, like, how it is actually changing just by how I'm going to describe these queens and how everything has went down so far in this episode in particular, especially season 14, episode 1. So, starting off with Alyssa Hunter. So the first person who walks in the workroom is Alyssa Hunter. She says, "I hope you are ready to slay. It's hunting season, B words." This interest line is really on brand with her name, you know, Alyssa Hunter hunting in the woods. You know, it's not you know, exciting interest line. It doesn't make me want to get up and just, like, you know, I'm very interested in this queen. It's very, you know, lackluster, and it's just, you know, it's just an interest line, something that someone just came up with outside of their head, but it's an entrance. Next is Bosco. Bosco says, "Let's get out there and make a difference." That line is, it's real, cartoonish, maybe. That's how I feel, about that interest line. It's very, you know, what's the word? It's like, it's comedic in a very monotone way. Like, the way she said it, it's like, maybe, like, sarcastic. Like, let's get out there and, make a difference, like, unsure, like, and let's just make a difference, a very comedic type way. In my perspective, it was kind of comedic, and I actually liked that line. But, next, after, and also, I have to mention, Bosco being called Angry Mickey Mouse, you know, with her outfit, because her horns, you know, I can see where she will get Angry Mickey Mouse from. That was what Alyssa Hunter. I don't know why I want to call her Alyssa Edwards so bad, but yeah, that's what was said. And Cornbread was right afterwards. So Cornbread's look, I like it, actually. I love it, especially for an entrance look. You never want to go too big, but you know, you want to set the bar, actually. You want to actually show that you can do fashion, but you don't have to go all the way out just to show fashion. And this is actually pretty, but basic look. It's a good look, you know. It's not rollover, but, I mean, it's a sit down, maybe. So when she enters, she says, "Don't you adjust your TV, America. I am this fat in person." That took me away from this world. I knew instantly this queen is hilarious. She knows the gig. She came here, she know what to do, and she that was just, you know, good. And so when she walks in, Alyssa and Cornbread and Bosco have a conversation, and they're talking about what they all can do, and Alyssa says that she can do everything. Now, in the past, there has been queens who have been able to, who have said that they can do everything, but they can't really be funny, or they can't really act, or they maybe can dance, but they can't learn choreography or stuff like that, you know. And I'm not saying that this queen can't do any of those things, but I'm saying that in the past, people have they have said it more than one time. Even in one episode, people said it more than one time that they could do everything. And it always cuts to them not being able to do something. So I hope she actually breaks the cycle. And she actually does look like a talented queen, but what will she show us? Will she show us a little bit of comedy? Will she show us a little bit of, you know, acting? Maybe. We never know. Over the top. Well, Jan was a little bit over the top, but you see where that got her. Yes, we all remember. So Willow Pill. Now, she comes in and she says, "Where am I?" She said that she is a twisted doll. But I kind of got Cheap's Brat Doll from the look. But that's just the look, though. You know? When I got Cheap Brat Doll, I didn't instantly feel like, okay, she can't bring anything to the table. But the look that it was given, it was Cheap Brat's doll. Which she would later state in the competition that she did that to, you know, put the other queens off for it. Set them off or whatever. And which was actually a good strategy. But can you elevate it a little bit more? She said that she has not been in drag in a year since COVID, which has been the case for a lot of the queens. But it will be very, very hard for her to get back in the groove of things. That's just a problem. But you can instantly get back in the groove of it. It just depends on how hard you work, you know. Next up after Willow Pill, it was Carrie Colby. She said, "You already know me. You already know every kiss begins with a K." This look is beautiful, gorgeous, from head to toe. It was everything that matched. It was so beautiful. Like the way that the pink and blue went down to the to the skirt. And Deanna, the way that I'm trying to remember this look. And the way I remember looking at the shoe and how the shoe matched the color on it wasn't completely all matchy-matchy, but they all corresponded. All the colors, you know, it didn't fight against each other. It didn't battle against each other. The colors just went together on that look, and I really loved it. She's a queen who knows how to dress, and she knows what actually goes good on stuff. And meanwhile, Willow is over there on the side getting nervous, shaking in the boots. Next up after that is June Jambalaya. I actually love these black queens. They have been on here, you know. Black queens, they always been on there. But however, these queens, they seem so real, you know, so southern. She says, "Grab a fork, ladies. Jambalaya is served." That entrance look, you know, is very on that entrance line is very on brand. Bring a fork, come up and eat. Let's eat right now, cause my name is Jambalaya. I got it. I saw it. I heard. I got the humor. It was great. You guys love it. I loved it. It was great. Yes. After that, it's Orion Story. America, please tell me what I heard while she was walking in. Was that a scream, a whistle, tone? I was very confused. Is she a singing queen? Can she, you know, is she a screaming queen? But let's just say she lives up to her story. I mean, name. She said a paragraph, a essay. Girl, the gall. She said something about extended warranty. I think I know what she said. She said, RuPaul, I was calling about your extended warranty, but I just want to know, are you ready, boots? Girl, what? Maybe you guys understand that. Maybe y'all heard something that I didn't, but I cannot understand. That was... I know if I'm confused, they gotta be a little bit confused because ain't no, what was it? I did not like this line at all. Were you ready, boots, walking in? I mean, that's what it was given. So once they get in, RuPaul stated that someone will be going home before this premiere. And well, let me tell you, I'm so happy that he had to say it. Somebody had to say it. Because last season was just ridiculous. The last season of Drag Race, it was so long. And nobody was going home. Everybody was just staying. It was 20 episodes in one season. I know that's a little bit of exaggeration, but still it felt like 80 episodes in one season. No, we were still waiting for a winner. And that wasn't it. Yeah, that wasn't cute. All the episodes, you know. And plus, not only was it so many episodes, you know, everybody who watches Drag Race know that we all love Drag Race. And at one point, we all wanted more seasons and more shows, you know, at the same time. Because, you know, at one point, it was just one season of Drag Race. And then we had to wait a whole another year. But then they started making new shows. Drag Race Spania, Drag Race Thailand, Drag Race Italia, Drag Race UK, Drag Race Down Under, Drag Race Canada, a whole bunch of drag races. And now it's like, it's if you watch it like a lot of us do, it's like two seasons. You're watching maybe two to three shows at one time, trying to get all of the, you know, watch all of the queens and then remember all their names and all of that. And I wouldn't say overwhelming because I love watching all of them. You can never have too many Drag Race shows. But when the one season is taking forever to end, we kind of, you know, lose a little bit of track, you know? But all in all, I mean, if you want to scratch it out to 20 episodes, let's be real. We go sit down and watch every single 20th episode because, I mean, it's that good. The show is that good. Come on now. We can at least meet that. We can at least, you know, admit that it's good. You know? Kerry Colby won the mini challenge, which I agree. They had to take a picture on a spinning wheel of fortune, something like that. Some type of big old wheel. It's basically, okay, the lip syncing wheel, but is big enough to where a queen can fit on it. And they were all scrapped down and they spin them around and they have to take a picture. So imagine them going around and around trying to take a picture, hair flying everywhere, skirts lifting up, and I'm gonna be honest, it seemed very complicated for them girls to even crack a smile while being spent around. And honestly, I commit them on it. Kerry Colby, she won. Her picture was beautiful. Bosco was being nasty. No, it was so hilarious. So she was saying, RuPaul asked her what was the hardest thing of the mini challenge. She said, I was. I lived. That was, you know, if they get awarded because of that comment. She said, you know, their challenge is their Maxi Challenge. It is the CNT Awards, where the only thing is missing is you. I'm going to give y'all a few seconds to get the joke. It's the CNT Awards, charisma, uniqueness, and nerve, and talent. All that is missing is you. You get it? Yeah, it took me a minute to get it. Maybe I'm just a little bit slow. Maybe I hit my noggin. But we find out that Willow Pill is actually 12. Well, actually 26. But she does, the other queens were saying that she looks like a 12-year-old. And she looks young, and that's good. I mean, that's a good thing, Well, maybe. I'm saying it can be a good thing that she looks young, She looks beautiful. June Jambalaya. She said that she was clatched. If you're just ratchet, just say that. Carrie Colby was like, that her and Cornbread bring out the auntie in each other, and we have yet to see it. So, those comments, that really, implies that you're going to be funny in these episodes or in these upcoming challenges. And I want to see it. I want to see y'all bring it. I want to see Cornbread and Carrie actually, bring out the comedy, Is that auntie that they claim to have inside of them. Anywho, Cornbread said that she went to church and the preacher was pushing her around, poking at her. Preachers do. They say, Holy Spirit, and then they hit your head or something like that, And they said that they were push. She said the preacher was pushing her around, so she brought a demon right there. I don't know. And I agree. Because I wouldn't want nobody pushing me around either. And honestly, I don't like people putting their hands on me. So don't be pushing up on me, especially in front of all them people. And then on top of that, how they try to embarrass you in front of church. That's basically what the preacher was doing. Trying to bring her in front of the church and embarrass her. All of that. So that's it that was spoke about during the time that they were getting ready and the time that they were associating with each other and actually planning for the show. So this is finally they on the main stage and they just cut from commercial. So RuPaul performs her new song, Catwalk, Catwalk, baby, hit your catwalk. Yes, I love this song. Let's be real. I like this song. This is a good song, Baby, hit your catwalk. But unlike her song, this song is actually a good song at only a certain times. Only at certain times of the year. And it is the Drag Race UK Hey Sis It's Christmas song. Come on now. Let's cut this. Let's cut the BS, Why would she give Drag Race UK final four? No, three. Why would she give them Hey Sis It's Christmas 2 remix? Not even not the best song on the play. They could at least gave them the best song on the playlist. But they gave them, Hey Sis, It's Christmas. What? Hey Sis, It's Christmas? No. Mm-mm. And then on top of that, people only gonna want to listen to it during the holidays. All of the other songs, they're not based off of a holiday, which means that it could be listened to on anywhere, at any time. And she had to choose Hey Sis It's Christmas. Yeah, I know not. Super Queen wasn't based off of a holiday. American by RuPaul. What else? I think they did Call Me Mother or something like that. No, they didn't do Call Me Mother. They did Weird Well on Drag Race UK, the one before that. I don't know why. What would prompt her to do that? She really could have gave them a song that was at least new, but I don't know. But the runway look that Mother Rue wore is gorgeous. I mean, come on now. Look at this. I will have to say, this is a joke, you guys. But her arm that is covered, it looks like a robotic arm, you know? It was just so skinny, you know? Like a little robotic arm, the way that she was holding it whenever she does her pose, you know? But first up, we have June Jambalaya, baby. So much could have went right with this performance, but so much went wrong. Now, she does an African dance. Her performance was all right, you know? The dance was good. But the headband solo kind of took the show, you know? Maybe not give the headband so much screen time, you know, and it just kept falling. For you guys that don't know, it kept falling off of her face. And even if the headband wouldn't have fell off, it was nothing that exciting about it, but it at least could have said put her as safe, you know. It was a good dance, you know. Bosco does burlesque. She's dressed up as a rose. She's taking the petals off, ripping them off one by one. Oh, so elegant, so supple. And then she completely naked, you know? Well, after she takes off the petals, it's actually revealing some type of corset-like. And then she takes that off. And then she's completely naked with only one piece of material covering her crack and her tuck. The performance was so entertaining. Her facial expressions were on point. It was so comedic the way that it was. It was like, oh yes, oh yeah, yeah. You're talking to me, you're looking at me. Oh, well, let me take this one off too. Yeah, it was very much that. I loved it. And then again, that naked on TV, baby, you're so bold, okay? And then the judges kind of said that I think the judges, they said that she maybe should have started, she could have went a little bit farther, you know. No, I've heard comments about she could have went a little bit farther, it could have been elevated a little bit more. It was kind of boring at first, but no, it was actually, you know, if you will pay attention to her facial expressions, she was serving, you know, she was giving a comedic burlesque, you know, very sexual but not taking it too serious type of way. And I loved it in a performer, and that is what really kept me so interested. I did not take my eyes off of that performance, and that was definitely a top performance. Now, like I said, I don't know if it was the judges who said it, but it was comments that I heard about her performance that really, you know, set me to say that. Next up, Alyssa Hunter. She's playing, pretending to play the guitar. This could have been a good performance. Had it been a real guitar playing the chords right in front of the track, it would have been a phenomenal performance. Maybe it would have put her in a top. It would have been a hit. But she did not hit the target, you know, and she missed. She should have been better at picking her choices. No, that wasn't good. Okay. Beep. Maybe she should have been better at picking her songs. But you get it, picking. And I just, she lost with no strings attached. Okay, I'm done. Maybe if it was more coordinated, it could have been a better performance. It was, you know, it was mediocre, you know. Maybe if it was more coordinated, you know, get it coordinated. Let me stop. Okay. you guys, it's not a terrible performance. I mean, it wasn't pheromone type of talent show performance, you know, falling. But it was, you know, it was more of I'm falling. But she never really fell, if that makes sense. Yeah. But next up, Carrie Colby. The judges were saying that she was, that wasn't Bosco, who they said was not good. That was Carrie. Yeah, they said Carrie was kind of meh. They were saying that it wasn't all the way up to the other part of the performance. It wasn't, you know, upbeat, full of excitement, all of that, basically saying that they were bored at the beginning. And that is so not true. Okay, let's be honest, y'all. When she walked out, okay, so the song is already upbeat, right? So she had a lip sync to that. Her expressions, you know, she was squinting her eye, you know, basically saying, boy, tweet in the club. You know, basically saying the lyrics. And her face was really giving me Nicki, or giving me, you know, really, I'm gonna be honest, pop tennis player. It was giving me real cute tennis player performing Nicki Minaj. And it was interesting, you know. She even did, she did some moves that went with the Nicki Minaj Anaconda, you know, song. And when she did the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, my Anaconda dunk, when she started to do the butt shake, you know, or when she was like dun-dun-dun-dun, she started hitting her thighs, you know, going down. That was good. You know, I actually was sold on that. Maybe it's just me. You know, and then when she went to jump roping. Oh, baby. I wish I could jump rope like that. I used to have to jump rope up a lot. And I still can't jump rope like that. So, kudos to you. That's such a talent, you know. And it was so exciting. I love this performance. Next up, Orion Story. Orion. It seems as if you've been beating this dead horse ever since you started this episode of this show. You've just been beating this dead horse about the story. Okay, we get it. Your last name is Orion Story. But you didn't have to tell us this long, boring story. You know, she called it a comedy skit. Comedy weird. Except for when she was like, we call this the corn dog. That was so hilarious to me. They were laughing at the Oscar me bag, but it wasn't that funny. The Oscar, it wasn't that funny. And then she made, it's like she just made a wrong choice. And then it didn't fit into the show. The whole show was filled with music. And then you want to come and bust out with a whole play in the middle of the show. Of these good people show, you want to come in the middle with a play, baby. Not a monologue, y'all. Not a skit. A play. Girl. And no, ma'am. It was like a one-person play. She over there been... No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. When in doubt, take it out. You get it? She said... Because she said, when in doubt, stroke, get out. Well, baby, you was in doubt about this show. Let's not lie. You was in doubt about it, so you should have took it out. It's like her name, Orion Story. So, tell a story. But that is funny, you know? Tell a story that's funny. That's it. Cornbread. She's performing her original song, This Queen, baby. Oh, girl, I'm getting chills thinking about this performance. She can rap. It was one line that she said. She said, cut creased on tilt, that's angular. Can't stand with her, baby. That was raw, baby. That was raw. Yes, baby. She commanded her audience. But what I didn't understand was when Michelle said that she couldn't understand what she was saying, she is the only one who couldn't. Even I understood every single word that she was saying, you know? And maybe RuPaul said it right. I speak black folk, you know? But she didn't really press on that issue. She didn't really keep saying that she couldn't understand it. But she said it once. They corrected her. And let's move on from it. Maybe she thought that everybody else couldn't understand either. But she really wasn't trying. She wasn't trying to bash her either by saying it. So yeah. But next time, just speak for yourself. You know. The chicken necklace, it was genius. And then she did this thing to wear when she was twerking and she looked back and licked her finger. Delicious, baby. Is you hungry, ding ding? She snapped. This performance was perfect. Willow Pill. Can we mention about Alyssa Hunter saying Willow Pillow? Girl. The audacity, the gall. but she was last, but not least, baby. She was not least. Can we address RuPaul steady calling her this grown woman? Willow pill? She's not a big pill. She's a willow pill. Why is it so hilarious? I'm still confused in a good way by her performance. I mean, I can't tell you. I couldn't tell you. That's all. Just like what's his name? Carson Kressley. Yeah. Just like Carson Kressley said. I still couldn't tell you what I saw. But what I saw, it was so genius. It was great, you know? And when she threw a toaster, for you guys who did not know, she threw a toaster, spaghetti, it was one other thing, what else was it? Oh, and you guys, it wasn't Carson Kressley, it was Ross Matthews, my bad. But she threw a toaster, wine, spaghetti, and then she gets in it. But then it was, you know, conspiracy theories. That the toaster never went in the bathtub. Let me stop. Girl, not me trying to spook y'all. Okay, so when she threw the toaster inside of the tub, it's almost as if that it never made it into the tub. We see her get in it, but then when she gets in it, we see the toaster right there behind her on the table. Yeah, y'all got spooked, huh? Yes, girl, that is. But in reality, it was just editing. They probably didn't want her to get hurt, so they took the toaster out and so she could get in. And that is, you know, that's just them being safe. But overall, this performance was great. Now, It's time, you guys. It is so time, you guys, for my favorite part of the show. It's one of my favorites. It's runway time. The theme is show-stopping runway. Ooh. First up, June Jambalaya. Her look is show-stopping, but not for all the right reasons. It's a jumpsuit, period. Which isn't the problem, you know? The look is not bad, but it could be better. You know, it could just be a little bit tighter. It could have fitted her a little bit more. Also, you could notice the undergarments, which could have been made the same color considering that it's see-through. I would have went with a more latex design, you know, the exact same exact same styling, the exact same bedazzle and all of that, the same you know, rhinestoned, all of that, would have had the exact same, the shoulder pads, all of that, you know, but just maybe latex for the brown parts, you know, so it won't look so drab. But it's a boot for me. It's a boot for me. Bosco look. Do we have to say how she looked? She looked gorgeous, baby. The details. Oh my gosh, the way that this queen pays attention to details. The horns on the head to the boob. Yes, she loves a horn. She loves a horn. She has horn. She had horns coming in. She had horns coming out. She had horns during, I think it was the, did she have horns during the, no, she had no, she didn't have horns during the Dennis Talent, the CNT award show, but she did have it on for her Mickey Mouse look and her Angry Devil look or whatever, Black Devil look. Alyssa Hunter is doing a remake of My Fair Lady's Eliza Doolittle. Now this look is so beautiful. It's elegant. We all know how beautiful this is. And however, the challenge is show who you are. Now, here's the problem with that. This look may show actually who she really is, though. She is known as a pageant queen. So the look itself serves the challenge well. It serves, you know, show me who you really are, and that actually serves it. But it goes against the rock and roll lip sync that she did. I mean, did you think this out? Like, you know, when it said show who you really are, maybe she was thinking, okay, maybe if I do a little something different, it would be, you know, it would show that I'm versatile, which is who you are, which you may be versatile, and you may be able to do everything. But right now, it's not the same, especially in a get to know you challenge, if that makes sense. Maybe it wasn't the time to show your versatility just yet. You know, we're gonna want to see it later, but just not right now. But this look is a toot. Okay, all right. Carrie Colby, her look is KKK. Pause. Yes, branding herself. I'm so happy that she had more than one K on her. Because when let me be real, we all thought about that when she turned the corner. We thought KKK. But then we saw the other case. And then we know, okay, this is a beautiful look, which is just gorgeous again. These queens, let me say, they know their runway. You know, even their worst looks on the runway tonight is not even that bad. You know, those not even terrible. You know, and we've seen some terrible runways in the past, but these aren't it. I love the stoned lions on the shoulders, which represents her sign, a Leo. It was great. It was just, wow. I loved every single part of this look. I love the Paris Hilton, the Paris Hilton fur coat. But, you know, I think Paris Hilton's coat is always pink, you know. So, you know what I'm saying. They both wear fur coats, the furs, but maybe different colors, though. Orion's Stories look. I love the heel that is stoned around the shoe and stoned around the body. I just don't understand why the three breasts. You know, it was a fun gag, in which this mushroom look was a gag itself. It was fun. Cornbread. I like the look, but the outfit. Okay, here's what's wrong with this outfit. If you're gonna wear a short outfit, you can at least wear some a bigger hair or a longer hair, something to elevate it, or a big fascinator to actually, you know, elevate the look. But if you have a short everything, no hair, no nothing elevating the look or giving it any type of height, you kind of look squashed. And that's what's actually happening now. Now, if you're going to go with a short, if you're going to go with no hair, maybe go with the longer outfit. You know what I'm saying? Long outfit, short hair, possibly, you know? But that's not with all cases, but I'm saying with this case, it would have worked. It could have worked better with a longer outfit, you know, instead of just a bodysuit. It could have just, you know, it could have been a bodysuit with big hair, or a, if you were going to do the no hair, then you should have did a, maybe a gown, possibly, or maybe a, will a jumpsuit go good with that? I don't know, but I'm just saying, this was a boot. And wait, on top of that, you guys, the thing covering her head. The wrap across her head or whatever it was. It was crooked. Yeah, it could have been done better. And then Willow Pill reminds me of the Toy Story green alien toy, which is fun, cute, but it's not jaw-dropping at all. But it's okay. You know, the gloves are just gloves. It could have been taken a different place. You know, just like Lizzo said, the Kermit the Frog gloves. It was literally just green gloves. Come on now, queens. You gotta, this is the first episode. You don't want to get to home on the first episode. So you want to bring something that they want to keep you here for. You know what I'm saying? June, so let's go ahead and get into this lip sync. So the bottom three is Alyssa, June Jambalaya, and Orion Story. Alyssa Hunter, she is safe. They put her safe. And June Jambalaya and Orion Story, they have to battle it out in a lip sync. This lip sync, I love the lip sync song, actually. And I love the passion that June Jambalaya was giving. She ate that lip sync. She felt the song. Orion, she was doing tricks, you know, doing a basic, you know, drag queen 1-2-step, you know, that thing where they do it, where they kick their leg back and, you know, turn around, you know, do, turn, you know, like that. You guys know. It was like here or there. It just didn't fit the song, you know. Anyway, June stayed, and Orion unfortunately sashayed away for now, because we all know RuPaul loves to send people home, but he never want to let them stay. Come on, he never want to let them stay home, but he might possibly bring the eliminated queens back. You know, you never know with her. She's a gaggy queen. You know, she loves to gag the rules. So, for Untucked, the queens were still in, you know, awe of just being on the stage, and they were congratulating each other. They were talking about how they felt while performing, except for Cornbread actually shading Bosco. Now, you guys, she was making kind of shady comments, but it may not have been Cornbread's intent, because for as what we have seen, she's not a very mean person. But it's kind of weird, you know, because like the stuff that she was saying, it could have been taken into offense. It could be taken offensively, and you could kind of see Bosco kind of getting aggravated on the side over there sipping her drink. But right now, I am team for top four. You know, if there's going to be top four or top three, right now I'm leaning towards this is going towards the highs, and plus we haven't seen all of the cast yet, but so far my favorites are Cornbread, Carrie Colby, and who else, what's her name Willow Pill. And I feel like Alyssa Hunter, she's going to be a high too. Dang, that's the whole, oh my gosh, that's the whole, but right now, if I have to choose the top, who I would choose out of those two, I would choose, Carrie Colby and Willow Peel for right now. But you guys tell me in the comments how y'all feel, or DM me. You know, I just want to know how y'all feel about this, okay? But anyway, that is unfortunately the end of this episode. But fortunately, y'all going to be seeing me in the next one. I will see you guys later. Bye!